got Africa to enter the draw. Let's write the new chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
PCZ warns against campaigning in non-existent constituencies. Over 200 risky bridges and culverts countrywide in need of urgent attention. In global news, 15 soldiers killed in jihadist attacks in northern Benin. Good afternoon to you and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has clarified that no new constituencies have been created or named, warning that it is illegal for political players to begin campaigns in constituencies that do not yet exist. Speaking during the Lusaka Province Delimitation sitting this morning, ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Dolomas expressed concern that some political actors have already started campaigning and spreading misinformation suggesting that new constituencies have already been determined. Ms. Dolomas has stressed that the delimitation process is still ongoing and that the commission has not yet finalized the creation or naming of the new constituencies. She explained that the commission is currently receiving provincial submissions and is presently holding consultations in Lusaka province after earlier engagements in Choma and Kawe. Ms. Zelomis added that while various stakeholders have already submitted district-level proposals and resolutions, the commission will review and analyze all submissions before making a final determination, adding that the commission expects to publish the list of the 70 additional constituencies by April 15, 2026. She further noted that Lusaka presents a unique case in the delimitation exercise due to its large population and geographical considerations.
We are prepared that in some areas people have already started campaigning and even putting the name of their constituency, either on vehicles or on the walls and everything, and yet nothing as yet has been concluded or allocated to any constituency. Let me state clearly, no province has been allocated or district has been allocated any of the 70 constituencies at this stage of the process, because we are here to receive and we haven't yet received from the district, save for the three, for the two plus this one, third one. So the process hasn't finished.
Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Minister Charles Milupi has disclosed that government has identified 209 bridges and culverts across the country that are in critical condition and require urgent attention due to heavy rains. Delivering a ministerial statement in Parliament this morning on the collapsed Kakoso Bridge, which connects Chingola and Chilawombwe, Mr. Milupi said the vulnerable structures will require an estimated 631 million kwacha to rehabilitate and prevent further washaways that have recently disrupted connectivity in several parts of the country. He explained that the current heavy rainfall being experienced across the country has exposed many bridges and culverts to damage, resulting in interruptions to economic activities and access to essential services. Mr. Milupi said government, through the Road Development Agency, has already undertaken emergency interventions to restore access at affected points using temporary measures, including the installation of prefabricated bridges, Bailey bridges and temporary culvert solutions in affected areas. Meanwhile, Mr. Milupi has disclosed that the concessionaire for the Chingola Kasumbalesa Road project has been directed to reconstruct a climate-resilient culvert at Kakoso Stream within 60 days to replace the culvert that was recently washed away following heavy rains and the blockage of the drainage system by debris. sitting leader of government, business in the National Assembly, Jack Mwimbo, has announced that there will be no extension of the ongoing inspection of the provisional register of voters ahead of the 2026 general elections. In a ministerial statement in Parliament this morning, Mr. Mwimbo said the exercise will end as scheduled on March 8, 2026, as extending the process would disrupt the electoral calendar leading to the August 13 general elections. Mr. Mwimbo was responding to a question from Kwacha Member of Parliament, Charles Mlenga, who sought to know whether the Electoral Commission of Zambia would consider extending the physical inspection of the voters' register due to the low turnout recorded in some areas. Earlier, Mr. Mwimbo explained that the voter inspection exercise is being conducted both physically and electronically to allow registered voters to verify the correctness of their details in the provisional register. Mr. Mwimbo said the commission has also deployed 2,354 biometric voter registration kits across the country to facilitate the inspection process and ensure accessibility. He added that the physical inspection of the provisional register is currently taking place at all 12,152 polling stations nationwide, with at least one kit allocated per ward. In other stories, Frederick Herbert's Starfang Programs Manager and Focal Point Person, Vince Chipatuka, has called for a people-centered approach to infrastructure development as Zambia positions itself to benefit from the Lobito Corridor project. Speaking during the Urban Development Forum held in Quito last evening, Mr. Chipatuka said inclusive planning will be key to ensuring that communities directly benefit from the major infrastructure initiative. Mr. Chipatuka explained that the development of the Lobito Corridor, which will connect Zambia and the Democratic Republic of Congo to the Atlantic Ocean through Angola, represents a transformative trade and infrastructure project. He noted that the initiative has far-reaching implications for industrial growth, economic diversification, and urban development across the region, and has the potential to unlock new opportunities for trade, investment, and improved connectivity, particularly for mining and manufacturing sectors that rely heavily on efficient transport routes.
The Lobito Corridor, linking the Copper Belt to the Atlantic through Angola, has the potential to reshape trade flows, stimulate investment, and create decent jobs, especially for those in mining, such as the Mine Workers Union of Zambia. But infrastructure alone does not guarantee inclusive development. Roads, railways, and industrial parks can never deepen, can deepen inequalities, or it can reduce it. There can either be displacement of communities or uplift them. At the Frederick Herbert Institute in Zambia, we promote the vision of social justice.
Meanwhile, Quito Urban Development Forum Chairperson George Mumba called for strengthened partnership among government, private sector, and civil society to support initiatives benefiting